Hello and welcome. This is Jeff Barnes, and this is the first of a multi-part series on the WinJS app bar. These are short screencasts, approximately 10 minutes or less, that are meant to highlight certain features of building Windows 8 applications. So in this series, we're going to focus specifically on how to design and build an app bar using the WinJS components, which are HTML, JavaScript, and CSS. Now, if you're starting to develop Windows 8 Metro applications, you'll soon find that the app bar is a critical element in almost every great Windows 8 application. It's normally invoked by a user by swiping either up or downward from the top or bottom of the screen. It can also be invoked by hitting the Windows key and the Z key, or you can right-click with a mouse in order to invoke it. So it's a critical element in almost every good application, and knowing how to use it correctly and take advantage of all the features that are there is critical to your success. So if you think about it, the app bar is also kind of like the new toolbar. It provides not only toolbar functionality but also menuing capabilities and things to be able to keep the surface area of your app free and clear. The other thing that's interesting is you can implement things like navigational app bars on the top of the screen as kind of advanced ways to flow through Metro applications. We'll get to that later in the series. Some samples that you might have seen or will see in your endeavors in programming Windows 8 applications that you might want to implement would be things like pinning a secondary live tile for your application, or maybe invoking a camera interaction, or working with other system elements. Or if you think about a standard data entry type screen, a place to put in those common functional things like file, save, new, those types of interactions would go typically on an app bar. So this is the first of a multi-part series. We're going to provide a basic introduction in terms of how to get up and running quickly with the HTML and JavaScript elements for the WinJS app bar, and then we'll get into more advanced topics around how to customize the app bar and do some pretty interesting things with navigating and flyout operations. So stay tuned, and I'm going to start up Visual Studio 12 here. Okay, now we have Visual Studio 12 started. I'm just simply going to do a File New Project, and we'll say that it's a JavaScript Windows Metro style. We'll pick blank application, and we'll just call this App Bar Demo 1. Great, so now Visual Studio is going to create my project solution. Now that the project solution's been created, I'm going to flip over and open the default HTML file here, and I'm just going to simply replace this with an H1 attribute, HTML attribute here, and we'll just call this App Bar Demo. And we'll make this say WinJS App Bar Demo. Okay, great. So the first thing that you need to do is start with an HTML div tag. So we'll go ahead and get that started. And the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to add a few attributes here that will designate this as, first of all, a data win control. So we'll just simply type in data-win control. And we'll define that as a WinJS UI app bar. Okay? And then the next parameter we're going to assign is data win options. And for now, we'll leave these blank, but we will come back and explore these to see what further capabilities there are. Some interesting things we can do with this. All right, so let's go ahead and fix this up here now. And so now what I've done is create a skeleton for an app bar at the bottom, and using the two designations for attributes, data win control and data win options, we've got the start here of our app bar. Great, so now the next thing we need to do is just define a button. So we'll go ahead and define a button HTML element. And then just like before, we're going to assign those two specific controls, data win control, and we're going to set this to WinJS app bar command. This will be a command button for that. And then we'll also assign some of these data win options. And here's where we're going to get a little more advanced in setting some of these options. So let's go ahead and set some of these. So the first one I'll set will be ID, and we'll just give this a value of command 1. And then we will separate that with a comma, and we'll continue to add additional ones. We'll add another one called label, and we'll just call this app bar command. We'll add another one called Icon. This will be an interesting one that we will explore in terms of finding additional answers here for how we can implement other images on your app bar. So stay tuned, this will be an exciting topic. So for now, we're just going to use something that's really a default placeholder called Placeholder. And the next one is also a very important one called Section. Section relates to where this command will be located on the bottom app bar. For now, we're going to assign it a value of global, which means it'll reside on the bottom right of our app bar when we invoke this. Then the last thing I'll assign here is a tooltip, so that as the user floats over it, we can see exactly what this functionality would be behind this particular button. Great, so now that I've defined all my data win options, I'll just tidy this up with a closing bracket, and we should be good to go here. Alright, so now if we go ahead and run this application, we should see an app bar displayed at the bottom of our screen. If we swipe up from the bottom, and there it is, and it's called App Bar Command. Now if I hover over this, we should get that tooltip. There it is, Basic App Bar Command. So there you have the basics of how to wire up in HTML an app bar with an app bar command, and using the section data win option, it now is residing on the bottom right hand of our screen. Great, so now you see we've got the basics laid out here in terms of defining the app bar using the WinJS UI app bar designation here for data win control, and then the WinJS UI app bar command in order to implement a specific function on the bottom app bar. So the next thing we're going to do is wire this up with some JavaScript in order to invoke some sort of action. Okay, so one thing I want to do before I flip over to the JavaScript side of the house here is just basically note the ID name here, which is command 1, because that's how I'm going to reference this to provide a click event in the JavaScript implementation. So I'm going to flip over to the JavaScript side of the house here, and we'll basically wire up an event handler. So we'll start with document.get element by ID. And we're going to look specifically for that command 1 element. And what we're going to do is we're going to add a listener, so .add listener. And we're going to listen for the click event. And basically, we're going to create a command, a function that will handle that click event. We'll call it doAppBarCommand. And then we'll just assign false so this returns, and finish the function. So there we go. We're going to basically set this up now to wire up the app bar so that it'll listen to the click event handler for the app bar command that we created called command 1. Okay, so now we're just going to create our new function called doAppBarCommand. And we're simply going to basically create a message box that will appear across the user's screen to let them know that they have invoked this AppBarCommand. So we'll just define a new Windows UI. Dot popups. Windows UI dot popups. Popups. Dot message dialog. And we'll just say app bar command. Super. And then basically we'll just show that. We'll say alert dialog dot show async. Just cut, copy, and paste. And boom, there we go. So now we've got our function here that's set up so that whenever we click that app bar function in the bottom, we'll see a little message display across the screen. Super. So now if we go ahead and run this application here, we're going to see our app bar appear at the bottom as I swipe, And if I go ahead and click on the button, boom, we get the message dialog at bar command cut across the screen. So there you have it. It's fairly easy to wire this up. It all really starts with special attributes that you assign to div tags that will define an app bar and an app bar command in your HTML. And on the flip side, in the JavaScript world, basically adding an event listener for the click event and then doing whatever function you want to do in your application. So that's a very quick look at the basics of how to wire up a WinJS app bar. Stay tuned for the next part in this series, where we'll get into some more advanced topics around advanced icons, images, CSS styling, and localization. See you next time. Thanks.